Bring in more revenue while saving money and differentiate yourself from the rest of the pack vying to win those guests by becoming more environmentally friendly. We will show you how easy it is and how cheap it can be, if not free, and share all the opportunities available. So join us each week as we take another step along the green path. That's one more step to differentiate yourself from the rest of the pack.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Green Path Podcast. For those of you who have listened to previous episodes, you may have learned about Splosh in the UK. And if you're based in the US, you may have been a tad envious of the English having access to a service like that. The service? Well, imagine not having to leave home and having great and sustainable products delivered to your door. Now you can have a clear conscience while saving time and helping the planet too. So for all of you US-based listeners, get ready. You've got it now too. Today, my guest is Lindsay from Plain Products. Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm delighted to be here.
That's good. Thank you very much for coming along. Now, Lindsay, as I usually do with these episodes, I like to start off with your own journey. You're obviously involved in Plain Products, but how did Lindsay get started on her sustainability journey?
Well, my background is actually in the nonprofit world. You know, when I was growing up, if you wanted to do good in the world, you didn't go into business. You did something else. So I ended up getting a master's in nonprofit management, worked at a lot of different places, and then ended up in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. My husband is from the Bahamas. I ended up doing environmental education work there. And I would get to get these unbelievably gorgeous places with scientists and find plastic. And I would do beach cleanups with kids and find plastic, and I would end up at a landfill for a variety of reasons and just see the piles. And so personally, I just didn't want to keep contributing to all of that plastic waste that I was seeing. I knew exactly where it was going to end up. You know, I'd see it washing up on the beach in perfect condition. Mm-hmm. Around the same time, I think was the first time we started hearing that there could be more plastic than fish in the ocean by 2050. And I was like, okay, you know, living in a country without the same infrastructure to make things disappear. I was like, oh, I can see that happening. So I started, you know, carrying the reusable water bottle, the reusable bags, but I could not find a solution at the time. This was 2015 for all of those plastic bottles in my shower. My husband and I decided to move back to the States, and I was like, you know what, now business as a force for good had started happening, and I was like, maybe I can help solve this problem for myself, for others, take a break from the nonprofit world and fundraising for a little bit. Mm-hmm. and try and offer a solution. So I actually called my sister and we started Plain Products together in 2017.
Wow. Yeah. You know, the one culprit of a room in the house or in any property that's full of plastic is the bathroom. You're right.
Yes. And that was, you know, it just seemed to me a huge gap in the market that there just was not a lot of products available to help people, to offer an alternative for people who were looking for it at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one line that you have on your website that really sort of stuck with me, and I thought everyone needs to hear this and hear it often. Every piece of plastic that has ever been made still exists. Now, that's a little frightening, you know, when you think about how much plastic's been on this planet and it all still exists.
Yeah, I mean, it is undoubtedly an amazing material. I mean, it does so many incredible things. I think we just got a little carried away with it, and it just doesn't make sense that something that lasts, you know, for a very long time, we now use for things that we often use for a few minutes and then throw it away. I mean, it's a poor use of resources. It's kind of a mismatch. So to me, at least, it's one of those things that it's hard to see, but then once you see it, it's hard to unsee it. You sort of start to see like all of these places where plastic is everywhere, and it's just not a great fit for us, for the planet.
Mm. And the thing is that even though people think, oh, well, I'm putting my plastic in the recycle bin, not a lot is actually recyclable, correct?
Well, there's a few, you know, it's complicated. But there is a few different things going on there. There is some plastic that is successfully recycled if it happens to get into the right stream. There's unfortunately a lot of plastic that is mixed with other things that is unrecyclable because of that. And then unfortunately, often when plastic is recycled, it's melted and reformed, and it's called downcycling. So it becomes unrecyclable after that. So great, maybe it's recycled once or twice, but unfortunately, pretty much all of that plastic is going to end up in a landfill. I mean, it's eventually that's where it's all going. I mean, hopefully you can delay it a little bit, but so the beauty of metal is that it never needs to go to a landfill. Mm-hmm. You know, you melt it down and there's no quality loss. So you just keep using it, which is part of what, you know, why we chose metal containers is none of this has to end up in a landfill somewhere.
Okay. So before we start talking about the containers and the packaging, what sort of products do you offer?
So we started with, I guess it's no surprise, shampoo, conditioner, and then a body wash. And then we just kind of kept growing based on customer demand. So we've added a lotion, we have a facial line, and now we have some styling products. A styling gel, a hair repair, a deep conditioner, and we're adding a sea salt spray and a purple shampoo soon.
Lovely. So, but this is all, you're only sticking with the bathroom, at least for now. It's all bathroom.
We are only sticking with the bathroom. Yes. I mean, again, we really look for gaps in the market. I mean, there are a lot of companies doing great stuff with cleaning products. There are a lot of companies, you know, that are addressing other areas. And so we continue to just sort of say, you know, where can you not find a good sustainable alternative? There's so much work that needs to be done. There's so many products that people want an alternative from. Let's stay focused on, you know, where there's not a lot of options.
Yeah. So, okay. So you've got all hair products, face products, skin products, et cetera, et cetera. So they're all in metal. So how did you, okay, you had the idea for plant products.
Yeah.
How did you come to metal as the solution?
Well, as we were talking about, we were looking for something that we could reuse, because the beauty of reuse is instead of having to melt something down and reform it, you just wash it. Mm. I mean, just like your silverware and your plates and cups at home, you know, it doesn't take a lot of energy. It's a much simpler way of keeping something going. So we were looking at our options. Glass to me in the shower just seemed a little scary.
Oh yeah, yeah.
A little slippery. I have a son who can break anything. So I was like, I can't do that. Mm. Stainless steel we looked at, but is very expensive. So we ended up with aluminum, which is happily, you know, something that is easily recyclable, you know, around the world and is endlessly recyclable. I mean, can be melted down once we've reused it as many times as possible. Yeah. Can be melted down and just turned into more bottles or cans or any of the many things aluminum is used for.
And I don't know anything about really metal kind of packaging or anything. So there's no harmful, you know, if something sits in an aluminium bottle,
I will say, yeah, there is a liner because yes, aluminum does have some properties that you don't want in your personal care. Okay. So there is a liner in the bottles that makes sure that there's no interference between the bottles and the products.
Okay.
Much like, you know, you're drinking the aluminum water bottles, same thing.
All right. Okay. Well, you learn something new every day, don't you? I didn't know that. Okay. So the bottles are pump bottles. And how does the system work then? So, you know, you knock on the door, you get the product. And then what's the cycle of using your recyclable products?
So I'm going to just break it down into a few different things because we do have a direct-to-consumer line. And so in that case, you order a product, shows up, and then when you're running low, you order a refill. The refill shows up at your door. You switch the pump over. That refill comes with the return label. You use that box and that label to send the empty one back, and then we wash it, sterilize it, get it refilled and send it back out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
We also work with refill shops and hospitality, where we're here today, to offer a very similar service. But I will say that all of those look a little bit different depending on the operation. So we do our best to set up a system that works well with each of our clients' operations as they exist. Mm-hmm. So we have added for hospitality, a 3.5 gallon bucket and a 1 gallon size. So there's a lot of different options. We have travel sizes that people can take home with them. We have 16 ounces that can be refilled on site. Bottles can be collected and sent back to us, and we can just send new bottles. You know, again, it really just depends on what the backup house looks like, what the housekeeping situation looks like, how large the property is. But the goal with all of it is to make sure that those containers, again, never need to go in the landfill. So we set up, you know, a convenient system depending on what's going on.
So maybe like for the smaller property manager, if they can get like a box of 6 bottles and then they just go through the, you know, go through each bottle, whether it's at a, you know, in a couple of bathrooms or a couple of properties, things like that. And so then they can just cycle through 6 bottles at a time, for example.
Yes.
But then with the larger ones, and we're talking about the bigger gallons, are they also in metal?
So the gallons are actually in glass, and then the 3.5 gallons are actually in a hard plastic, which is also, in that case, because it holds up a little bit better, we are also able to wash and reuse. So we take the gallons back and we take the 3.5 gallons back and wash and reuse those as well.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm not used to gallons, so I can't see how big a gallon is.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. But with these refillables, do you pour the bottle, you lift the gallon and pour it, or are they pumps? You can
They're all pumps. They're all, again, the same interchangeable pumps. So you just switch the lid to the next one and keep going. But yes, you could pour the shampoo or body wash, but, you know, the mess factor is high. So we have all containers that pumps fit onto.
Yeah. Now, I'm just thinking that in a bathroom, you're going to want the smaller bottle for your guests.
Yes.
So for the cleaners to top up, you know, screw the lid off, pump, 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 top the bottle up and put it back. Easy.
Easy.
Yeah. Okay. So, and you're saying that the shipping, no, did you say, or I saw on your website, so the shipping back of the empties is included, is free.
It is. We cover the cost of that. So we really see ourselves both as a distributor, but also a service provider.
Yeah.
You know, our goal is to offer an easy, convenient system to, you know, show people that you don't have to throw everything away.
Yeah.
That circular is not that hard. And I kind of compare, you know, the circular economy to where the energy economy was in the 80s and 90s. I mean, you know, at that point, people who were buying solar panels or doing other things, it was a little bit more expensive, but they were helping build this infrastructure and helping create demand. And that's kind of what we're trying to do. I mean, once upon a time, all of the soda bottles were being washed and all of the beer bottles were being washed and reused. And there was, you know, at least in the US, washing facilities all over the place. I'm sure it was the same in Europe. And we've lost that.
Mm-hmm.
And happily, that's not super hard to get going again. I mean, it's not crazy technology. We know how to wash things.
Yeah.
We just have to create a demand and volume for it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what we're doing is just trying to help raise awareness, show that it's possible, and build up people looking for this sort of solution.
Yeah. Look, it's sort of like a no-brainer, because the thing is, you don't have to go out to buy it. Like for the smaller property managers, they don't have to go out and buy any product. It gets delivered to your door and you are doing good while you are saving time.
I mean, that is honestly, it is convenient. And I think so many people just are like, oh, it's too much. I just, you know, I would love to save the planet, but it's so inconvenient. And so we're just trying to prove that it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
And the other piece is that the products are great. They're aloe-based.
Yes,
they're nutrient-dense. And, you know, I think also there was this idea, again, when I was growing up, oh, well, I want to buy something that's good and I'm just going to have to sacrifice on quality. You know, that's just the way it is. If you buy good products, they're just not great. And that has changed so much in the last 10 years. I mean, these are salon quality, great products. Your hair is not going to feel like straw after using them. Your skin is not going to be dry. And that was where my sister came in, honestly. She is a product fiend and she just would not accept anything that wasn't amazing, which was a great part of the partnership, because I was all about how do we solve this problem and just charging ahead. And she was like, no, this isn't good enough. No, this isn't good enough. And really pushed us to make sure that the products were top notch.
Yeah, that must have been quite a journey. So what was your criteria for the ingredients or for the recipe of the products that you were making? What
you know, it's such an interesting thing. Again, you know, we came from the packaging side of it, and then I started learning. I had no idea how many chemicals I had been putting on my body, you know, at that point for the last 30 years. It was, I thought I was a relatively educated consumer, and it was a shock to me what is in a lot of products. So, you know, we didn't want anything that was going to cause problems when it went down the drain. We didn't want anything that was going to cause problems, you know, if it was on your skin for too long, or, you know, we're now learning about the endocrine disruptors and all sorts of other things that maybe we shouldn't be using on ourselves. So we were really looking for a product that, you know, was biodegradable, had natural ingredients, no harsh chemicals. We have kids. We didn't want to be putting things on our children that was not good for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we became clean beauty enthusiasts the more we learned about it. So, yes, these, you know, no parabens, no sulfates, no silicones. I personally didn't want any palm oil in it. So they're all plant-based ingredients.
Yeah, because it did say vegan ingredients, and I saw
yes, which is it is a funny way of saying it.
Yeah,
it just turns out that when you're looking for natural products, the products are vegan. There are personal care products that have, you know, animal-based products.
Really? Because that's what I was going to ask. I was like, wait a second, if yours is vegan, are you going to tell me that other products have animal in it? Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know,
honestly, if people knew what they were really getting up to, you know,
if people knew, and unfortunately, I mean, you know, there is a push when you put a fancy name on something, you have no idea what it means. And to take the time to go through every single one of those and figure out what that means, I'm not saying it's insidious, but sometimes corporations do not have our best interest at heart.
And it's crazy because you think it's something as simple as, oh, I'm just going to, you know, pump out my body lotion and put it on my skin. Where in fact, you don't know how to even pronounce half the things on that ingredient list.
You don't. No, you don't. And, you know, I think I saw something once that said, instead of wondering why organic food is so expensive, maybe we should wonder why everything else is so cheap. I mean, it's kind of the same for personal care. I mean, yes, a small plastic bottle, you know, is very cheap, but it's, you know, it's chemicals on the outside. It's chemicals on the inside with a little bit of water. You know, that's why it's a quarter to get it. Because there's nothing real in it.
Wow. And in terms of the safety, you mentioned also about being safe for babies.
Yes.
That's probably like the key, right? If it's safe
for babies. That's what's so funny to me. I mean, again, you don't think about it till you get in it, but I see things like baby safe and I'm like, well, shouldn't it be everyone safe? I mean, why shouldn't it be safe for all people? Why is this okay for babies? But, you know, because people keep telling us, oh, you should just put a duck on it and, you know, sell it as a baby product. I'm like, no, all of these things are good for everybody. Like, you could put it on a baby. You could put it on you as well. Like, we also, even as adults, should probably be careful about what we're putting on our skin and absorbing, even if we do have a few years on us.
Yeah. And, you know, even in the holiday rental industry, we talk about niches. And one niche that sort of like came up during, you know, when I was doing the Green Path podcast is the hypoallergenic niche.
Yes.
So the thing is, if you were going to offer a property that, you know, had absolutely no allergens in it, you have to be offering the hypoallergenic bathroom, body wash, or, you know, you offer the shampoo as well, the hand wash. Yeah.
And we actually added a scent-free line because of that. I mean, people that were looking to truly be as hypoallergenic as possible. Often, again, the industry standard is to just write the word fragrance, you know, and they don't have to tell you what's in that. We do our best to disclose everything that is in all of our fragrances, but even sometimes the suppliers don't always want to tell you everything. So we just elected to have a fragrance-free line. And there's not a ton of people that do that, but there are some places where that's really what people are looking for or advertising themselves as, or, you know, I mean, some meditation retreats, like they don't want somebody with a heavy floral scent sitting next to you while you're on a cushion for a few hours. So yeah, there are places where that's useful.
Yeah, great. Okay, so in a nutshell, bathroom products, hair, conditioner, face, body wash, hand wash, all the products that you would need for the bathroom in various sizes. So you have the travel size, preferably not for every guest, because the idea is, are the travel, okay, so the travel size sizes is really for personal use where you just want to top it up to travel from your own supplier.
Yes, although, you know, I mean, if somebody is looking for a situation that they want someone to take something home with them, those are, you know, somebody could take it home. We could brand it for a company if they wanted to, and it would be a lovely memento, and people can use it, throw it in the washer at home, put whatever they want in it. I mean, those are also aluminum, so.
Oh, great. Okay, so you can actually brand those travel sizes.
And with a volume minimum, yes, but yes, we can.
Okay, so in fact, it could be a nice way if you do have sustainable guests. That's a nice way to help with your branding, and then that gets them into the loop, whether they use their own products when they fill it up, whatever. At least then they can continue to use those. Yeah, that's nice. So you've got the travel size, you've got the regular size bottle, whatever mils that is. Or,
you know, yes. Oh, yeah.
And then the gallon and then the big 3.5 gallon one. Okay, so you've got the different sizes, all refillable, predominantly aluminium. And you, okay, so how does the ordering work? Is there a minimum order?
You know, I mean, it's pretty small. We're still a pretty small company. So, I mean, I think the minimum is 3 of a SKU to fill up a case of 12. And then for the larger ones, we ship them individually anyway. I mean, we would love to palletize, but it is a small buy-in. I mean, our really specialty right now is those smaller niche people that are looking to continue their sustainability efforts into the bathroom, or if that's kind of, you know, their marketing edge is talking about the footprint, talking about all of that is working with them. Because to be honest, you know, it is a little bit more work to not just throw things away if they're not full, you know, to refill them, to do that process. So it tends to be people who are looking for some sort of involvement and looking to, you know, further their own sustainability efforts.
Yeah. And I did see you thought about the packaging for the bottle, but what about the packaging for the postage?
Yeah, we use recycled cardboard. And again, the beauty of that is because people are sending things back to us, we can keep reusing those boxes. So we tend to use our boxes, you know, 5 or 6 times at least before we then recycle those, and they get turned into more boxes as well.
And then the customer ends up with a return label. They stick it on the box, fill it with the empty boxes and send it back. And that's that cycle done.
Yeah.
Great. And you do have a subscription model, but that's more for the personal use, right?
That's more for the personal use. I mean, really, we have found with our hospitality clients that it varies from season to season. So that's not something that makes sense for them.
Yeah.
But certainly the whole model is based on, as I mentioned, a service of us continuing to work with them to get things out and replace them and help them with that circular model.
Yes. Okay. And just to confirm, where do you sell to, or where do you deliver to?
So we are based in Cincinnati, Ohio, right in the middle of the US in the heartland. And we sell throughout the United States. We have not expanded that yet, just because, again, that carbon footprint of shipping just seems silly across an ocean. It just seems like too much. But as you mentioned, I think in your introduction, there are people that are doing something similar in other parts of the world, which is great.
And Canada, you're going to target Canada?
We actually do have a hotel that we work with in Canada. You know, the duty and the shipping is a lot, but we do have people who choose to go ahead anyway and do that. So
Yeah. Great. Okay. Well, is there anything else about plant products that we haven't touched on that we should know about?
Oh, I'm sure, but I can't think of anything at the moment.
What's in the bottle? What's outside the bottle? The branding. So I like the idea of the branding. Okay, even if it is for a number, but you know, I like that idea of that you can brand. That's good.
Well, again, the beauty of those aluminum bottles, we've worked with our manufacturer to develop a label that holds up incredibly well in the shower and in the washing machine. So you have the ability to put a different label on depending on those needs.
That's great. Okay, that's really great. Well, I will put the link for Plain Products in the description below. Lindsay, it's been a pleasure learning about Plain Products. Thank you very much for your time.
We certainly appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. So thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Are you ready to start on your own green path journey? Why not take a look at the Green Step Program? This has been tailor-made to take you step by step down the green path. You only see one step at a time, and that's all you focus on. Before you know it, you've gone down the path. To learn more, just head to thegreenpathpodcast.com.